This is episode 26 of Lucid Drinking. I'm Jovan Pearson, and I'm here with my boys just trying to tell some stories.
that's all I needed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take a little bit of acid, too, before we get started.
is that three, or were the first?
No, I was just...
I was like, damn, homie's ripping.
Yeah, I was just stunting.
Sick. All right, well, let's start off with some shooters, huh?
Let's do it.
Right off the rip.
You know the drill.
Liquor before beer in the clear.
Yep.
What's this?
Your shot. I don't know. I found it at Sunnyside.
Is it non-alcoholic?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Crack these boys. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I could do all this. I'm kind of a bitch. I'll be honest. That's chill. A little cheers.
Wow.
I can't glug like that. Let me smell that, honestly. I don't even know what it is.
Smells interesting. It's the one alcoholic drink I'm having for a month.
My bad.
Cheers, cheers, right. Cheers. Yep. Go Flyers. That was thick.
Oh. Huh.
That was definitely creamy.
Yeah.
Not bad. These things could be dangerous.
Actually, I thought that was going to be a lot worse.
Dude, that is disgusting. I kind of fuck with it.
Wish you guys could have tried this, man. This was good, and it's 14%, so this is dangerous.
I taste it in my nose.
It was like, this was like orange sherbet.
Yeah, and this was 32%.
Ooh. Yeah, that's...
my God.
32 and a half. I wonder why they weren't just like 33. Once our tongues settle down so we don't cloud it, we got to try out these two. Yeah, what do you got? Not your father's lemonade. I thought the only thing there was root beer.
This is good. That was shitty.
You've had that, huh? Oh, here
you opened
it.
That was really bad.
You tried that already today?
No, I this.
No, the lemonade.
Apple too.
Oh, yeah.
Should we you've had that before today?
No.
Oh, okay. Should we rate the shot? Rate the shot? What do you guys think about the shot? Fucking 2 out of 12. I think it's pretty good.
2 out of 12.
I think it'd be good with other shit, but...
Yeah, I don't like it by itself. I just taste it on my lips still.
I took Tippy Cow, and this shit was good. And it's got a tipped over cow. 8 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 6.9.
I'm going to give it a 4. I probably wouldn't do it again.
I'm giving your father's lemonade...
Oh, okay.
Jovan's jumping. 7.5.
Everyone, he already... Jovan's jumping.
7.5. I've already...
7.5, huh?
That makes me... Open.
That makes me feel good going into this. It says drink something on it.
All right.
The only way you can taste cheers, Jacor. You were looking for cheers there.
I'm lucid.
Cheers.
I've been up for 8 days.
Frescas. Boom.
I haven't slept in 8 days.
Oh, this is very... that's sketchy, dude.
Cheers, bro.
Thanks for coming out. That's sketchy.
Yeah.
A good kind, though.
Mm-hmm.
It says best served over ice.
It's pretty
icy. Looks good.
It's pretty icy already.
Well, it's a lot better than the root beer.
I would assume, this in a glass or something would be nice.
With some ice?
Very refreshing. I haven't had the root beer in like years, so I don't really know, honestly.
It's way better than the root beer.
Quick plug, this
but the root beer does taste pretty fucking accurate.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
Definitely,
it reminds me a lot of a Smirnoff Ice.
It does, but a little more like cleaner. Like it's like not
cleaner.
So like,
it's not a Smirnoff.
Yeah, it's like I don't know, like 5 o'clock compared to like New Amsterdam.
I'm saying like if somebody
not too much better, but
I'm saying like if somebody
it's
iced
a cut
me,
above.
If someone iced me with one of these, I wouldn't be mad.
No,
I wouldn't want to really chug it. I can just feel like the bubbles in there once you chug that.
No, that's like all these kind of drinks.
Yeah, so
it's
sugary.
Pretty damn good.
Big burp goes wrong and...
I would give it a 7. It's not bad. Probably wouldn't buy it, though.
Lately, I've been drinking... It's a really shitty, like, liquor. It's like New Amsterdam Peach with watermelon Arizona.
Huh.
It's really cheap.
Oh. But New Amsterdam Peach with what, sorry?
Watermelon Arizona.
That doesn't sound bad, honestly.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was actually how I figured that out is this girl accidentally... I was getting peach and apple, and she accidentally put in watermelon.
Oh, nice.
And it was fucking delicious. So I was like, shit, I'm going to run with this.
Damn, yeah, you discovered something.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where's the apple?
It was like apple pucker or some shit. They're both green, so I think she just grabbed the wrong one. But yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
We actually started, we call it hot sake. It's like when you leave your... when you leave your liquor in the glove box overnight, and then you discover it on a hot day at the skate park.
But still rip it?
Yeah, you're still ripping it, but you call it hot sake, so it's a little more exciting. Like, you're not just drinking, like, some shitty-ass warm... I mean, you're still doing that, but... but it's, yeah.
How do you feel about skating drunk?
I don't like it.
I hate it.
Yeah, me too.
I can't balance. Like, I just don't even, like... And I also hurt myself almost every time. If I'm actually drunk and skate, I end up hurting myself or just, like, not skating like how I would prefer to.
Like skate first and then drink. Yeah. As you're as you're skating, not like when you're super drunk and then try to go skate.
Yeah, that's way worse. That's like when
some
you
Dustin
pregame
Dolan shit.
You like pregame and then you get to the park or wherever you're going. I'd rather skate street drunk. I'll say that. I'd rather be cruising through the streets if I'm drunk than going to a park.
Big time.
Yeah, see that? Yeah, that would be nice.
You gotta monitor too much shit. Like you're the asshole.
I feel like you're just lazier at a park too.
Yeah, definitely.
I only ever skated the streets, not drunk, but like tipsy.
Just hammered Corey at the streets.
Oh, dude.
Hammered Corey skating.
That's the place where I would get really drunk and skate. Yeah. It's just the streets. Because there's always so many different like events going on. It was not uncommon to just be getting ripped and go skate.
Yeah, I fucked up my knee like last summer skating drunk. And that's why I don't really do it anymore. Because I was like having a great summer and we are at Riverside and I was just trying to backside flip the hip. But also when I'm drunk, I go way too fast and try and just boost like everything for some reason.
Do you think you are going fast though? Or you just?
I think I might. It's like half and half. It's faster than I would normally go, but it's not like.
Damn, Gian, like fucking Jovan's skating slow today.
Gian, heard Riverside, Gian.
I just feel like I'm not as focused almost. So like I wouldn't lock into things as well or like get on top of things. Like I just be lazier.
Definitely.
You're like, what's this shit below my fucking feet right now?
Yeah,
right?
I can feel that for sure.
I feel like the board doesn't stick to your feet as much.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I get that
mentally
same.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hit like my, like if I'm hitting a ledge, I'll hit my wheels. I notice I'll like either over hit it or I'll hit my wheels on it all the time.
Your precision's gone.
Mm-hmm. Hips are the worst though. Every time I'm drunk and skate a hip, I fucking
primo. Oh, I thought you meant like your physical just hips.
Every time I drink and skate, I hurt my hips.
I don't know. They're fine until I have a sip of fucking. Where's this again? Let me plug this.
No,
Jim
don't plug
Beam
it.
Jim Beam Apple. Rated 2 out of 10.
I will be don't honest, though. It. The Crown Apple is good, but that was bad.
This is just weird. It's
I fuck
like,
with it. Crown Maybe Apple's not bad.
It's too sweet.
Maybe it's because I like green apples.
Maybe Do you actually eat
sweet,
green apples?
Sweetheart.
I would, yeah. Granny Smith, apple.
Granny Smith apples, they're good.
They are
they're
good, yeah.
Man, red's better.
I fucks with them.
I mean, red.
I mean, what
purple,
kind of red?
Purple or red or purple, whatever. Or
what's the
purple or green grapes?
What's the sweet one?
Green.
Honeycrisp apples.
Honeycrisp.
Oh, those are fire.
Yeah,
those are good.
Those are so good.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I think so. Honeycrisp.
I like
are they not
golden?
I don't know. That just
doesn't
feel right. Honey.
You might be right though.
I'm golden
not
delicious.
Gala apples.
Galas are good.
Those are fire too.
Yep.
Apples are good.
Yeah, it's Honeycrisp. Yeah. The Honeycrisp apples are like big too.
Yeah. Yeah, you get more bang for your buck.
Yeah, fat boys.
That are just like OG red delicious.
What do you guys think about apple and
it's like
peanut
Gala
butter?
Even in there? Yeah, apple and peanut butter is not bad. Yeah,
wealthy.
It's good.
All right.
I think celery is with peanut butter is better though.
What about apple and caramel? What do you like more? Apple and caramel or apple and peanut butter?
Apple and caramel.
Yeah.
Caramel. Because I'm allergic to peanut butter.
I'm peanut butter all the way.
Say you're addicted to peanut butter?
No, I'm allergic.
Oh, you're allergic?
Yeah,
oh.
So.
He's addicted. He can't have it anymore.
Yeah, I'm allergic to apples. I can't have it anymore.
We shouldn't even talk about it anymore, honestly.
Yeah, let's just. Hold on. Let me shake.
No, we're all good.
So, bananas.
Corey is shaking right now.
No, because I'm always curious about peanut butter because a lot of people just fan over it.
It's good
like
as
it
fuck.
Is the, like, it is the best thing since sliced bread.
It
and I'm
really
like, all right.
The best thing since sliced
bread. Yeah, I'm like, all right, fill me in on what I'm missing.
You can get some substitutes
for
that.
What was the better thing before sliced bread?
Croissants.
Sliced bread?
I just think if people say it's the best thing since sliced bread, but you're talking about peanut butter, which is also super fucking old. And they're two different things. But it's still not... Peanut butter's not new. Can't invent the wheel.
I was going to say the wheel.
But you can't
reinvent the wheel. That's the last best thing.
Yeah, the wheel's like, fuck you, slice of bread. I was going to tell a story today.
All right.
And let me know I'll get to it. So I was driving down Warren today.
All right, I'm picturing it.
And there's this dude, Warren in like beach, kind of like where Warren Valley is.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's in the left turn lane, but he's standing outside next to his car, not moving. Just standing dead still. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And then people go like
car broke down.
People
maybe.
No. People to the right of him, like so there's I was in the far right lane, then there's the left lane and then the turn lane. So people in the left lane were turning around him or whatever. And so I stopped next to him and he's standing next to his car going like this, just blinking. And then he goes
Drugs. Gets back in his car, sits there.
I was like, all right, maybe this guy's okay. Where were you? You said you were just driving.
I was in the far right lane, I was in the lane next to him,
like sitting at
the
light.
Left of the two lanes. Yeah, just watching him. I was just like, the fuck is this guy doing? And then he just does whatever he does with his hands, sit in the car, and then I pull off, and I'm almost at fucking Telegraph, and I still see the guy like in my rear view, didn't move.
I don't know what
he was doing. Maybe he did three tabs of acid. I don't know.
Was this on the way here?
Yeah.
He might still be there when you leave.
Dude, very well could be. But this guy,
I'm gonna take Warren home.
This guy was literally just sitting here doing nothing and just waving his arms. But he wasn't like trying to get noticed. He was just kind of fucking losing his mind.
That's probably on something.
Jeez.
So I guess my question was definitely not acid. My question was like, have you guys seen some weird random shit lately of like just people being weird?
I mean,
or can you think of anything? Because like,
yeah, actually, last night there was a guy that was humping a mailbox.
Dude, like, yeah, okay, what? Yeah.
By himself.
That's pretty weird.
What do you think he's thinking?
He didn't even have like someone watching him. He was definitely high as hell. And then my friend goes, "Oh, that ain't shit compared to Arizona fucking tweakers." I was like, "Yeah, they would have probably actually been fucking it." I can't say fuck on this, right?
Oh yeah.
No.
Fuck yeah.
You've already taken acid.
Yeah, you opened it up with taking acid.
You say whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I went to, I'll never forget watching some dude in California. First time I went on the sidewalk. Beating it. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Plaza plenty of times, man.
Or the bum shit you rolled over.
Oh, that's a goodie too. Yeah. Yeah. We were in an Uber, and we were both wondering why it smelled like just pure shit.
Yeah, Alex and I were like sitting in the back seat, like looking at each other, and like, damn,
bad.
Dude, this guy smells.
And then I got back to the hotel room or whatever, and I noticed that both my wheel and my shoe just had shit on it. So I must have rolled through some like bum shit.
Yeah, and it was like
downtown LA. Yeah, it was like, anywhere else.
It was human shit smell.
It was
too.
Yeah, it was brutal. Yeah, so I literally
that's a good smell though.
I just sprayed off my shoes and threw them outside.
That's a pretty good smell.
But it was funny because we were like, oh man, hopefully this guy doesn't give us a bad Airbnb Uber review because like.
We get in the car just smelling like feces.
Yeah. And we're not saying anything because we're trying to figure it out too. Like, what the fuck?
Dog shit and human shit is completely different smell.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
What's better?
Better isn't stronger.
Better isn't more tolerable, I guess.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
I think so.
Dog shit.
It depends on the kind of human shit and the kind of dog shit, though.
I mean, do you think human shit's more appalling just because it's not supposed to be there?
Yeah. Like the thought, but actually, for the first time in my life yesterday, another good story. I took a shit in public.
How was that?
It was kind of a private thing. Like it wasn't really in public. Like I wasn't just shitting on the street, but like we got to a spot, and me and a friend. I'm not gonna name his name but I am gonna say what we did.
Adam Howard.
All right, so me and a friend, Greg Cotilla. We took some Molly, and we get to the spot, and immediately I have to shit, and it's not even like a controllable shit. It was like
you just had to.
Were you at
abandoned
gym humps or whatever?
Yep.
Shit in there?
Not in there. I went outside and like found a bush and just did it. I had to wipe with my shirt.
Oh,
fuck. I've never done that before.
I always wondered what you wipe with.
I feel like I would.
Do you still have the shirt?
I was good. No.
Okay.
It was just a white shirt. I would have used my socks if it wasn't that.
Yeah. If it was socks, like a special shirt. Especially in the summer. Yeah.
Get that floss game going.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you believe in a thing? Do you think a no wiper is a thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've done them multiple times.
But what is a no wiper to you?
Okay. A no wiper is where. Okay. Actually, I don't know. It might be different from what you.
Yeah, describe what you think a no wiper is.
Okay, a no wiper is where you shit and you go to wipe and nothing's on the paper. And
so you
like,
wiped.
Boom.
There's one wipe.
Right, so there's.
You looked.
A no wiper, I'm assuming, is where you know. Like, you know that there's nothing there. You don't need to wipe.
And you're pulling up.
Yeah, I'm talking, you don't even touch yourself. You just pull up pants and pull and go.
I've done it.
But are you that confident? You're just like, I have no risk.
Yeah, because I've had so many.
What was the result?
I've had so many.
Like when you got home where you're like, oh shit, I probably should have wiped.
No, that hasn't happened. I've had so many unnecessary wipers where I'm like, I know what it feels like. It's almost, you know how you got that sixth sense?
No, I get what
you're
saying.
You take a shit and you're like, I don't think I need to wipe, but you're going to try it out.
I always do. I've done it on accident
at least
before.
Test it, but.
Yeah. I've done it on accident before.
One time I was feeling froggy.
Don't know how.
I must have done
it on accident. But no, I remember one time I like pulled my pants up and I started washing my hands like, I just wipe my ass. I still went back in and did the job though. But
here's
like,
the thing though. So was it because it was such an immediate, fast shit? Like you didn't have to sit there and push it or force it. You sat down, you did it, you got up, and you're like, oh damn. Like,
his mind was on, you know, Capitals were probably playing.
I don't
his
know.
Mind
yeah,
was
there was
else,
there was
you know?
There was some outside factor. There's no way I was.
What
just
year
like,
was it?
I guess what I'm saying is,
I'm curious. What year was it?
Did you eat eggs that morning?
It was the Capitals playoff.
I don't remember what year I accidentally forgot to wipe. But
I don't know. I'm just curious if you.
All
can
I'm
remember.
Saying is, I didn't go. You know what? I'm good and pulled up.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Because you just went to check your ring. Like, what year did they win the cup again?
No,
you know
fuck
damn
off,
well
dude.
What year
I got
was.
It. I got it. Yeah, fuck off.
He knows.
But I'm just saying.
No, yeah.
He brought the Capitals thing into play. I didn't even.
Well, I was given an atmosphere or something while you would.
All
you know,
I'm saying is, I've never been like
shitting.
I've never thought to myself like that was so good. I'm not wiping.
Oh my god.
That's clean for sure. I'm not even looking. Fuck you.
So with mine, it was like I have shit so many times and not had to wipe that I kind of almost know before I even take a shit if it's going to be that way. And I sat down to take the shit. It came out. I was like, I definitely don't need to wipe this shit. It felt clean, came out good.
Damn, I envy you.
It's just something that you feel in your gut.
It was a gut see, feeling.
Like,
literally.
I can feel that situation, but I'm still scared and I gotta go once.
Oh man, my shit's fucking wet and filling the bowl and I'm in there for 45 minutes every time. So
dude,
I know.
Yeah,
I
you only shit like once a week, right?
I use about half a roll of toilet paper every time. That sounds like a good old-fashioned beer shit.
If you only shit once a week, that averages out on toilet paper, like, purchases.
Yeah, I'm
though.
Not wasting that much.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
really winning?
Yeah. I'm
definitely
losing.
Not the plumber.
I'm losing for sure. Definitely not my...
You're winning financially.
Definitely my not door's my closed. I'm playing Call of Duty, and I just take a quick breath or a smell, and I can tell if he's on the toilet.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's Steve's time.
Yep.
Yeah.
You and Zach Hoopman should have a shit off.
Now, what's the battle, like, so you can get out quicker?
No, so you can get out, like, so you can last the longest. But
oh,
honest,
I'm winning for sure.
Well, no, because then you could just, like, how would you, on a skate trip, I don't shit at all.
No, I get that, but, like, how would you rate them not just sitting there? I feel like it's, like, they both
no,
gotta
he's
just
saying,
try to get it
no,
done
No, he's
quicker.
Saying what's the span of them not shitting, right?
No, the span of how long, like, whoever
oh, long
lasts the longest
time
shitting,
okay.
But actually being, like, legit about it, like, not bullshitting.
Are you going to challenge?
Oh, yeah.
No bullshitting.
Funny. Something tells me that I would win that, though, because I'm literally, I'm like, 75% sure when I die, it's going to be colon cancer. Like, I got a problem. And,
I feel you.
Something tells me Zoopman. Hoopman's just on his phone.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
A lot of pink eye going around from that.
Oh, God. I won't
hey,
lie.
Film this
I am
clip
on
for
my
me, dude. Next day, I can't see. Fucking eyes swollen.
Yeah. I mean, I can't lie. I'm definitely on my phone, too, but...
Shout out, Zach.
How many times do you think, like, since you've had... you got an iPhone? Okay, so yeah. How many times since you think you've had an iPhone? I'm thinking, like, what, 2010, maybe? You know?
Something like
when
that.
When everyone started getting iPhones.
Yeah.
How many times do you think your dominant thumb has touched it? Trillions? So we're talking...
Oh, dude.
That's a hard one.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, not your left hand.
Because sometimes you'll type with your...
No, I understand, but I don't really... Because my phone is always in my left pocket.
But what are you normally holding it with? Your left hand? Or
I really don't
your
fucking...
Dominant?
I really don't know. My dominant hand is my right hand, but phone-wise, I feel like you don't have a dominant hand.
I do
hand.
Either way.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm
that's what I mean.
Right.
I always pick it up.
I'd say billions something.
But it's billions? But
that's it. That's because it's in your back right pocket.
No, it's in my back left.
It's a lot.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
So you really bring this shit all the way over?
No, I'm saying, but I don't hold it. It's not my dominant hand. I bring it to my right hand.
Oh.
My wallet's in my
right. Yeah, so exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just saying you're dominant.
You swing it over.
Yeah, you bring it all the way over to your right hand.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. But
I
I'm not playing with my left. I'm never scrolling with my left. I would say my right hand's probably used more, though.
I go like this. And then
okay, now answer
like
the question.
I scroll more with my left hand. Now
I
think
double
about
hand
it,
so you're fucked if you touch my phone.
What are you, like 70 years old?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
you're like a dad where it's like.
Yeah, you gotta do the.
Or the, you know, the people that like
index finger.
The people where they zoom in, like Adam, where he's got like the pinch zoom.
Do you really
like
do this? That?
Yeah, he does.
You sick bastard.
I do.
Because you know when you're recording, sicko, you can just zoom up, right?
I know that. I've been doing it more, but chill. Relax.
So much fecal matter.
Dude.
All right, one more.
Oh, yeah, you don't
wipe. I actually have a question for everyone.
Okay.
Have
you brought notes, right?
Have you ever sharted? I did bring a couple notes, yeah.
Dude.
Well, since we're on the shit, like,
the answer
dirt
to that
topic.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
No, we're on the shit.
Definitely
topic.
We, continue,
yeah,
shit we can topic continue the shot.
Who's sharted here?
Me. Everyone.
Yep.
Yeah. But, like, probably, I mean, like, yeah, a shart's kind of like, if you get a little, like, you got to wipe, but I mean, like, shart.
Yeah, and you, like, yeah, you, like you got to, yeah, throw these underwear,
I mean,
out.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
What's the longest you guys have been sober?
Three months.
Fuck that, by the way.
three months.
21 years.
3 months?
Yep.
Damn.
Dude, I was actually at a pretty good stretch until I started
years
hanging out with you guys.
Sober from everything, like completely sober, like
no, just drinking.
Oh.
14 years.
A lot longer than that.
Really?
Yeah, probably a couple
and
years.
And I'm not
honestly
talking about fucking when you were a kid. They don't count.
No. Like a couple years.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I was never really much of a drinker. Like,
really? That,
yeah, no. But
yeah, that's just true.
I was always more into the drugs.
I actually just thought about it.
The drugs.
I think for a good 2 months, maybe 3 months, I didn't when my leg was broken.
Yeah, because it fucks up your healing process.
Yeah.
That's kind of what got me on that. Like, plus, I like we were talking about, like, if I'm skating or anything that I do, if I'm drinking other than maybe, like, pool or some, like, fucking
bowling
bar shit.
Or,
yeah, some kind of, like,
golf,
like,
bar
seedy, seedy mm-hmm hustle. Poker. I don't like to drink when I do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some good shades for poker.
I feel, oh, like, dude, drinking, yeah. I feel like drinking during gambling is probably fucking brutal.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's so bad.
Because you just make bad decisions.
Oh, no, it's all just emotional decisions. You're constantly just,
right, that's what I mean,
money,
yeah.
You're at the black table with a 19. You're like, fuck it, hit. Let's get another one.
No, I'll be at the poker table, like, looking at the guy, like, staring him dead in the eyes, like...
Dude, that would...
You don't even have any cards. Like, you already folded. Like,
I'm all in. I'm all in. And he goes... I call. Full house, buddy.
Shit. I don't even care who you are. That would make me fucking... Ah.
Oh, man.
What Green Day song do you fuck with the hardest?
Warning.
Oh, man. Ooh, Warning's good.
Ooh, that's such a good one. I got to say Brain Stew, even though it's kind of blown out.
Mm. I really like...
Brain Stew.
I mean, I really like Give Me Novocaine / She's a Rebel.
The whole Nimrod album's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Dookie.
All of
Dookie's
Dookie,
good.
Yeah. All of Dookie is just,
yeah,
perfect.
I remember just like riding on the school bus to go to like the science, whatever thing in,
you know,
Ohio.
Science
senior,
fair?
You know our senior
science
song
museum?
Was that good,
yeah, it's like
song,
a,
right?
It's like a science museum, but this kid had like a tape deck and I never even really heard Green Day. And he listened to like Green Day and Korn. He was like the cool kid that like smoked cigarettes in fourth grade. And, like, already had sex and shit.
Who was it?
And I was like,
wait, who was it? I would know who
I can't
is
remember his name, but he was like the kid that came to a party when we were young.
He didn't even have a name. He just had a, he was just a mystery.
Can't
a
Jeff?
His name.
Just remember
it,
no,
him,
it was like the kid with like, he had like the Korn hair and he was like all fucking.
Yeah, Jeff.
Not Jeff, nope. Maurer.
No,
you
I know
who I'm talking
but
about.
But he's a shorter dude.
You know that one weird dude, weird girl, like in high school?
Oh, yeah.
We were full.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca Pulsway, Matt. Fucking.
Oh, man. And then what was
Sloan?
Sarah Taplin.
Sloan Kettering.
Sarah Taplin. I saw her. You know how on Facebook it shows you people you may know, and I'm starting Sarah to see Taplin. So many fucking people from Annapolis. Sarah, yeah. Taplin popped up.
We like, had like the Dearborn Heights Mutant Squad.
They're
like,
all like,
I swear, we just
ICP kids.
We were littered with them.
Dude, there was this girl though at my high school that like refused to use her locker. So she legitimately would carry all 6 hours of her textbooks on her head.
Oh, there was always the backpack kid.
No, this girl had her textbooks on her head and would
what?
Walk. And
I know who you're talking.
They were on her head, and she'd balance them, and she'd walk to class. She wouldn't,
whoa,
talk to anybody. And if you bumped into her, sometimes they would fall, and she would catch them all like at the same time and put it back on. And if you bumped into her, she'd fucking freak out. It was insane.
Whoa.
I've never heard
that's
her talk.
Crazy.
Yeah, it
you
was.
Make that the back.
There was.
I wish I remember what her name was.
There was always
anybody
just
that
the
ever
kid
went
the,
to Franklin like, High School is probably like, oh, I know her name.
Oh, dude, the book girl.
On a really quick side note, Gian just messaged me and goes, man, y'all got to get me on there soon.
What's he going to talk about?
He goes, I'll learn y'all about some skating.
He can't drink.
You got any clips lately that you're hyped on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been skating a lot, man. I just, I've been balancing like skating, painting, and music lately. But skating has definitely been like the major, like, motivation right now.
Who's filming you?
Right now, I'm filming with Austin Roberts, Zach Hoopman.
You've always been like filming with him over the years, though, huh?
Yeah, no. I like met him when he was super young, and he was like just getting in, learning. And I had just got back from Arizona, and I was filming with a pretty like reputable filmer, so I had kind of a decent idea of like what to do and what not to do with the camera.
Have you ever filmed anything pretty monumental with him?
Around what would that have been? 2011, I think. We filmed the it was a wall ride and ollie flip. And there's actually a funny story behind that because
so
I filmed the wall ride and ollie flip with Austin. I'd been trying it for like a couple weeks and just wasn't getting close, but like I felt like I could do it. And one day I just was feeling it, had a couple of fucking joints,
watermelon blazers on
in my lungs, and fucking blasted it out. And it ended up going viral. And then
it was like, I'm the barracks. And
yeah, it was all over. It was very unexpected too, because I mean, I was hyped on it, but I've gotten a lot of clips that I've been really hyped on. So it was, I've done shit that I feel like is way crazier than that, but like that one specifically was like, I don't know if it was because Austin like took the initiative to like send it to like barracks.
Really?
Fucking, okay. Yeah, it was on skate line.
We're talking about just the wall ride and ollie flip, right? We haven't made it to the...
We're not talking about the one I filmed.
Yeah, grand, the grand finale.
There's a nice little story with that too. So like...
Yeah, I have my own story. Well, I'll let you introduce it though.
So basically we did the wall ride and ollie flip. It got a ton of attention, and a lot of the comments were like,
that was in 2011 that you did that?
I think it was 2011.
Because with mine it was 2013.
It might have been 13. It might have been 13, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that was like a true.
No, there wasn't that.
That's it, Al.
See, dude, I'm lost in time. Time is just irrelevant.
Time is money.
Yeah. And it's money too. So it is. Yeah, I guess it is relevant.
Yeah, time is money.
Oh,
Sarah Taplin's dog is forever immortalized on Losing Drinking.
You think that's actually her dog?
So you do the Mine's wall not. Ride nollie flip, all right?
So I got the wall ride nollie flip.
You running shit?
It got on skate line. I was at Transitions, and my friend Ryan called me and was like, "Hey, dude, you know, like, there's a video online of you that's like basically going viral right now." I had no idea. So I like instantly like went in and asked, I think it was Jordan was there to like pull it up, and it had like quite a bit of views, and I was just super surprised by it. I didn't expect like it to get that much. But so I was reading the comments, and most of the people were being really cool, like, "Holy shit, that was sweet, you landed clean, this and that." But then you had people who were like, "Oh, it was on accident, you didn't mean to do that." Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like a freak accident. So I wasn't really like pissed, but I was just kind of like, all right, well, I want to try something else just to like make it like known that this wasn't an accident. So my initial thought was to try nollie hard flip out.
Yeah.
And I ended up filming with Steve. And
like, I knew of you. I don't think I've even like ever like actually like talked to you before that or whatever. You're like, "Yo, what up? Like, did you see that wall ride nollie flip I did?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's fucking psycho, dude." And you're like, "I was thinking about trying nollie like hard flip." I'm like, "What?" Like, okay. And he's like, "Yeah, you want to film it?" And I was like, "All right." And I was like, "The fuck, is this even possible?" I was like, "All right, I'm down." I didn't doubt you, but at the same time, I was like, "What the fuck is this guy talking about?"
Yeah, like, how is that gonna even
work? And you did it pretty quick.
Like, yeah, it was like it probably was about an hour, I'd say, or 45 minutes, but it was definitely
standard
like,
time for how long that. Yeah, you did it way sooner than it should have.
But it should be more like a 4-hour trick. You did that really fast.
And this is something that can be, we can get this out in the air right now, too. So, like, I started doing the wall ride nollie hard flip.
So it wasn't just, and you're saying nollie hard flip. This was a double hard flip.
It was dart. And if you look at the comments, so, everyone's like, "It was triple."
Yeah. Dustin even was like,
"Shout
out."
If you slow
Dustin
it down, I've watched it frame by frame. It's two.
The funniest shit about that day, though, was Austin was supposed to come and film this with me, and I get to the park, everything's good, and Austin was like 15 years old at the time, and he was grounded.
No.
So
probably so bummed.
He was like, Austin is a really cool, mature kid. Even at 15 years old, it wasn't a big deal to him. But
he's probably just hyped you did it.
Yeah, he was super hyped. And I was filming like a small little refuge edit part with him at the time. So we were just.
What percentage are these? I feel like I'm getting smashed. Five. It says five on it.
Five.
Anyway, so Austin couldn't get there because he was grounded. I saw Steve. I knew that Steve was like a really good filmer. Opener.
Like the moment I got there, I'm like in the lobby. He's like, yo.
Thanks.
Born a filmer.
Yeah, like, can you help me film this? Because I'm getting really close and I don't want to like.
I was like, all right.
I'm going for it. I'm getting kind of close. But then I started doing the double flip. Like, I wasn't initially trying a double flip. I was trying the hard flip. And I was basically like, hey, whichever one
works.
Yeah,
I don't remember. Yeah.
If I do it, it wasn't really like. I would consider it like an accident, but not really, because it was like I knew that
you accepted it. You're like, this might make more sense.
It might be one or the other, basically. Yeah. I was like, if I flick too hard and it does it, I did the double flip.
Right.
I actually was hoping to just do the hard flip. I don't know why. I just thought it would be cooler. Thought it would look cooler.
I mean,
more controlled, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. It would have more style. I would probably
have that pretty controlled. I gotta say, for having double flip.
No, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
You should re-release the clip
and everything.
I've actually never done a nollie double hard flip.
I mean, I posted it on Instagram a little while ago.
No.
Other than off a wall, I've never done that trick.
I bet it doesn't have 15,000.
Does the wall help it?
I mean, I'm pretty sure the wall fucking...
It did. It was just like the perfect like angle from like the ramp to the wall. I was just like riding up it as high as I could. But
I used to love doing like... That's how I learned to like... back 360 wall ride.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah I learned a lot of shit.
And turn and
walls will like just open your whole fucking mind to like different possibilities, and
if you build it, they'll come.
What actually motivated me though to land it, I remember specifically, I was listening to a specific song at the time and it was hyping me up, and there was a kid at the skate park who was kind of like stealing shit, and everyone knew he was doing it. And he had come up to me and was like, hey man, are those your headphones? And I was like, no, they're not my fucking headphones, but they're not yours if you're asking. So don't take that shit. Like,
what?
No.
And then I was like, fuck that, and did it next try. Like,
no shit.
Yeah.
I remember
that. And that, no, that I'm not going to say who it was because that would be fucked up. He's not a shithead anymore, but it was definitely just.
You said you were putting people on blast. Who the fuck was it? This can get edited out. This can get edited out. Who was it?
I'm not going to say.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say.
That's fine. Do it.
I'm not going to put dirt on
that
name.
No, you're fine. Don't listen to Adam.
Anyways, so that motivated me to do it. And that's not even a thing like that has happened once. Like, there's been a lot of times where, like I prefer when I'm skating something, if I'm being, like, a bitch about it. Like, I'd prefer, like, the filmer or, like, someone to be like, hey, man, come on, we got to go. Like, we don't have time for this. No, or,
I would never do that.
Or, like, Zach probably does that to you all the time.
Yeah.
Janina said, I got to get back. Let's go.
Yeah exactly.
Zach did that to Donnie.
Land the trick.
Yeah. Or, like, the, we're ready to go. It doesn't matter. Like, I'd prefer to, like, or if, like, security guard rolls up, or if the police are coming, or if someone from the place says, like, time to go, guys, get out of here. The one more try, like, usually works really well.
It usually psychs you up, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that, though.
I can't think of a time where I didn't try the trick, actually, on the security guard cop rule. Like, if that happens and you know what's happening, you just, your body, it's because, you know what, it's such a mental game, really. It is.
Oh, dude.
That's all it's skating.
You're like, I'm done. Like, I'm just going for it.
It's like a mental game. Not only that, but it's almost like a, like, fuck you thing. Like, I just drove all the way here. Like, most of the time, they're just abusing their like,
power.
False, like,
fake power.
I
went and skated the hip the other day, and that's, like, all I could think about is, like, getting kicked out.
Yeah,
which,
dude.
Which, like, made me try it a lot quicker. I didn't warm up. I was just trying it.
To me, it, like, kind of becomes stressful because it's, like, you get there. If you know that it's a possibility of getting kicked out right away, it's kind of more of a mind fuck than, like, if you're at a spot.
It's
and
like a supercharged adrenaline type feel.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if someone just comes out of the spot and they're like, hey, like, time to get the fuck out of here, like, you guys can't be here.
Yeah, we were skating, you know that Lutheran 9 stair?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a 7 now.
Yeah.
They changed it.
Really?
It did look weird. Yeah, they changed it. Well, they put a new handicap ramp in against the wall.
This might be a dumb question, but how do you make a stair smaller?
They added a platform. It's a ramp up to it, and it's the wall right there that's, like, divides the corner of it.
Uh-huh.
They put a handicap ramp up to the main door, So they essentially had to make that taller, which in turn they had to make the stairs smaller.
Yeah.
So it's a whole new set now. But what I was saying is,
people gonna be doing crazy shit.
We were skating there yesterday or whatever, and like some like janitor or groundskeeper is like, "You guys can't be skating here." We're like, "Okay, one more." He's like, "All right, one more, and you gotta leave." I'm like, "Okay," and like 20 minutes later, we're still there.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
I feel like most of the time they don't want to kick you out, because that's another thing that's changed with skateboarding. Back in the day, it was like you go to a spot. People like didn't look at skateboarding like, "I'm gonna look like an asshole if I kick these people out." Like, it was more like, "Oh, I'm just gonna kick these people out because they're basically like drug addicts, like fucking like graffiti, like just tearing shit apart kids that are just trying to destroy shit." Like, they didn't really understand that there was like more than just like teenage angst going on.
Right.
I had one in San Diego when I was when I was living out in Arizona with my friend Aaron. You guys know him. I'll name drop him. Aaron Hamoki. But
I'll name drop him.
His real name too.
Shout out Jaws.
There it is. Now I know who you're talking about.
Put me up for like 6 months across from his parents' house. Lived for free.
Damn.
He just I was homeless at the time, and I went to Paradise Valley Skate Park because I had found a job around that area, and I just ran into him and his brother, and I had become really close with his brother, and they offered me like an opportunity as long as I was like getting clips and like not just sitting around
wasting there.
Just being a shithead.
That's
like
pretty tight. Yeah,
so he gave me the opportunity to stay and live,
not squatting.
Yeah. And so I did that for like 3 or 4 months at his place, came back to Michigan, and then flew back a year later. And that's what kind of sparked the whole like wall ride, like different skating shit. Like, before that, it was mostly just like jumping just down shit.
Arizona ditch life, like.
Dude, yeah, just like meeting all these people that were like skating completely differently than what I, because with my knee surgeries, I was just out for so long, I didn't realize like, oh, you can like front board a ledge. Like, no one did that shit really. Like, it was just kind of like front board to 5-0, front board to crook, lip to nose blunt. Like, Mark Johnson, I feel like, kind of brought that out. But going out there, I saw everyone doing that kind of shit, and like it definitely like inspired me. And I feel like it just brought like what I always had naturally done with skateboarding, it brought out that natural side. Like, I don't need to jump down shit. That was never really like my natural
forte.
Yeah, I was always doing like impossibles and front foot impossibles and weird
yeah
shit,
that's why you
flips.
Won skate all the time. Yeah. You do a bunch of circus bullshit. We would go from middle school, so our middle school is like right around the block from here. Jovan and I would link up. We would skate the rec center ledge. Remember that little curb thing? Ledge. Oh, it was like a curb. We waxed it up.
Let me get
my
sick
first kickflip back 50 on it.
No,
Alex did a is bunch like, of what? Shit.
And then like slowly but surely, once the ninth and 10th grade happened, like everybody, like I'm talking about Aaron Chasman was a name, like all those kids, you know, who like started skating as Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and then you and I are the only two that's like stood with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, skated.
We would go to your house. We would skate your box. We would watch Hope Mosaic. We would watch Sorry, Dying to Live.
Yep.
I didn't even realize that, like, we would go to Cooper's Garage right there and skate with Jeremy, and I had no idea. Like, I put one and two together years later when I started filming with Jeremy. I was like, wait a minute.
This is
Jeremy. I know who I'm. Okay, I know who this is.
Yeah, like also shout out to Jeremy, too, because his parents always looked out. When I was a kid, I didn't have a bunch of money, and my parents never really supported skateboarding. They didn't really like that I did it. So, like, I had, hey, like, friends,
Adam,
parents.
Adam. Could you get me the two-hearted out of there?
Let me get that Corona, too. Yeah. We got to be drinking, boys.
So I had, like, a lot of help from, like, friends and friends' parents.
Talk.
Whatever it is, you know, like, well, however we could get to skate, that's what we did.
I would flow you boards, like, if I could. Like.
Adam hooked it up. I remember I gave Adam...
Gracias.
I gave Adam his second skateboard deck.
You did.
Damn, hell yeah.
Wow, Adam's got some good friends. First, Donnie introduces him to Call of Duty, and then Jovan's over here introducing him to skateboarding.
There's a good chance that all this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, without his friends. Dude.
Without Thank you, Jovan. Without my Wet Willy skateboard.
All what?
Without my Wet Willy, man.
It was a Wet Willy one, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. That's it.
Let's take a second here to, like, for us, all of us, influencing Adam.
I was like, not Adam. I'm not Adam.
Yeah. I'm for my fucking self.
Shout out to us, dude.
He'd probably be in a fucking ditch without us.
For sure. What are you going to say, Corey?
That's a lie. No, I have one clip to talk about. Jovan is with Cooper.
I know which one you're going to talk about.
What are you, making noises?
King of the Ab.
I was going to segue into that.
I was going to say that clip was...
insane.
I remember being floored in that. Like, thanks, I was dude. Just yeah, like, honestly. Holy shit. Like, I already knew you at that point, so even cooler seeing the homie skate.
Right.
And then seeing that, I was just like... you gotta be kidding me.
Thank you, dude.
I've
what the hell?
Never in my life. I've skated and filmed with Pat Miller many a times.
Which King of the Road is that?
I've 24.
Or King of the Road. King of the Ave.
No, 12.
Jeremy Cooper
2012.
Filmed it, though.
2012.
2012.
Yeah. I've never seen Pat, like, really get hyped on anything or, like, even react.
Because you did it good as fuck, too. Like, that's, like... that's a hard ass trick.
He was there.
I feel like if
Rossini
I did that, I would have done it so
I've
bad.
I've actually never done it until haven't done it since either.
Dude. That seems like one of those tricks though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like you've done it once, you're like, I don't know how I did that.
You just do it. Like I was practicing it at Riley, like on the bump to bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's the very last trick.
Actually the
dude Gainer.
There's no wait, hold on. It was 2013 then.
No, or it's is right
there. Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
Oh shit. Oh, because he put the... okay, that makes sense on why that was in there.
That slow-mo, I liked how he did that. Jeremy was always...
I gotta say, so I just saw a segue. You do one of the worst tricks ever known to man skateboarding.
What is it?
Crook backflip.
Oh, not 50 kickflip?
Why is that one of the worst
tricks? I said it's one of them.
No, you said the worst.
That. Oh, my God. Why?
Yeah, but he got this, though.
You made up for it with this.
What's wrong with
turn the volume on so you
what if you shove it out of it, though, Adam?
No.
Bastion fucking Celibazi does that shit. You can't hate on that.
That was sick.
Dude.
Yeah, that's insane.
That is
in the footage you can hear it.
That
so
is, I just want to say that is way cooler than Crook Nolly Flip.
Oh, dude, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, that makes sense, obviously.
You can't even, like, watch heel out. You can't even watch a Crook Nolly Flip after that.
Oh, yeah. Did
I
anybody
did
ever do
you,
that?
By the way.
Did anybody Crook Nolly Flip it?
I can't. I wouldn't even know.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah. I'm not sure.
Because of that, you know.
You serious? Pull my Crook Nolly Flip up real quick while we're talking about it.
No, yeah, no. This isn't your episode.
Yeah, I did see it. I did see it one time.
We can talk all about you for your
episode. It looked pretty sketchy.
I'm never going to get an episode. You guys have been promising me an episode forever, and I always
quit hopping
down
on others, and then you'll get your own.
Yeah. Look at you.
Acting like you live here.
I do live here.
You live in the garage, huh?
No. What? No, I live in the house. It's a part of the property.
We get it. Yeah, it was moving
I'll never
on.
Get an episode.
But yeah, one thing I want to say about that, though. It's important to me. It means a lot to me. So
I don't
like,
make fun of that. Just
the year before that was the last year that we got to skate with Ryan. Mm-hmm. And we had a really good, like, we had a really good crew. And his passing, like, I feel like it really brought on, like, a lot of, like, motivation.
You're going a little left.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it just brought on a lot of motivation for everyone on the team. And win or lose, I mean, everyone fucking threw down. Adam ate shit the first day.
Oh, my God.
So those were the sick. Yeah. Those were like the sick.
You should pull that shit up.
Oh, you're going to pull up the fall, though, huh?
Dude, that shit was gnarly.
That was a good slam.
That's probably the best clip I've ever seen of you, Adam.
No, everyone did kill it. Like, Jay-Z had a lot of good footage that year.
He went off the roof.
The roof,
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
Yeah, the Dearborn spot.
That was super.
Vinny had good footage.
Vinny, fucking Crook, not nose manual nolly flip.
No. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Comerica Ledge.
Dude, you did.
R.I.P.
Cheers to Ryan, though.
Cheers to Ryan.
Seriously.
I remember, do you guys remember, like, the second double set that Trans had? It was, like, on the...
Take a sip, asshole.
I did, didn't I?
Did I not? I don't know.
Oh, I'll chug some more. I think I did. I gotta check that.
Where's the double set that was on the
left
side
from?
Of the park?
What's that from?
What?
The whole, if you take a cheers and you don't sip. Am I scarred for life?
I don't know.
It's from something. Yeah, you're right. But
I could be wrong. You probably took a sip.
I got a question for everybody.
What do we got?
Would you rather wear winter clothes in the summer or summer clothes in the winter?
Summer clothes in the winter.
Winter clothes in the summer, I guess. I don't know. What do you define as, like, mittens and everything? Like, the whole nine?
Yeah, I'd say at least a winter jacket.
I would say summer clothes in the winter, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. I don't know.
If I'm skating, I'm not wearing
You can mittens. Run and warm up. You're like, overheating in the fucking... I know it's the whole, like, winter, summer, hot, cold thing, but, like, I'm talking fucking winter coat, beanie... You always wear fucking...
I could do it.
Oh,
you always wear, like, long john shit. You would not do that in the summer.
If anybody could do it, it'd be me.
No.
I agree with
you
him.
You cannot.
It could be him.
No.
I agree.
Mm-mm, no.
Would you rather have to heat up your food in 10-second increments for the rest of your life or drive boner first into a sidewalk one time?
What?
How high am I driving into the sidewalk?
Boner first? What does that even mean?
Yeah, right.
Boner first.
Am I just like
to the ground?
Am I like standing up and just like, here we go?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Boner my food up.
Heat my food up for 10 seconds.
I hate heating my food up, but I'm doing that for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit, man. I don't know.
Hey, Jovan.
What's up?
What's like one crazy Arizona story that comes to mind? So we're just going to say screw Corey's cards, huh? Oh, didn't Corey?
For right now.
He said he has three more, but we can go to this. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We'll come back to that.
Crazy Arizona story comes to mind.
Good one.
Let it rip.
Aaron was having like a crazy ass party across the street from his parents' house. He had rented a house for like basically his friends to stay at and whenever he wanted a party. So we're there, and my friend Jose bought a shit ton of acid, and it was like in a Visine like
bottle
droplet.
Yeah, droplet bottle.
So you could
yeah.
just do like 1, 2, 3. And I was drunk as shit. I was like plastered. And everyone's in the garage, like going crazy, having a good time. He's giving people hits. And I was like, dude, just give me a big one. Like, I'll be fine. Give me a big hit.
Give me three
and
droplets.
He literally squirted it.
Like, damn.
Oh, like.
Dude, it's
not just two fingers. He's like
no,
full
he,
hand.
He was literally like I felt like
enough.
A
yeah,
lot.
Yeah.
And so like 2 hours goes by, and within those 2 hours, I was just laughing uncontrollably. And
you're gonna sit here and watch it the whole time. I know.
I'm listening.
So like,
yeah,
out,
we gotta
out
turn
of nowhere,
that off. I'm gotta turn it off.
I'm listening.
Hey,
and
yeah, there we go.
On.
That's better.
I'm not saying you're not listening, but still. I know how you sit on your phone.
It's probably like 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m., and everyone else is kind of just winding down, and I'm sitting in the living room. Everyone's kind of like just like sleeping or like falling asleep, and I just specifically remember sitting there like, and I could hear, not only could I hear, but I could see the electricity and the water running through the walls.
Damn.
Like, I could actually go up to the wall and be like, there is a wire here.
What?
With electricity. I could hear the water running through the pipes, and I was like, I need to get the fuck out of this house right now.
Oh my god.
So yeah, so I just ended up like walking to this mountain. It was probably like half a mile away from his house, and I just kind of chilled there with my friend Clay and just got chilled, had a couple beers.
Clay,
and
Clay Anderson?
Clay Akins, actually.
No.
I don't know if you know him. American Idol star.
Clay Aiken?
Oh, I know Clay.
Clay Atkins.
Atkins
died? No, but yeah, that was a pretty crazy one. I'm trying to think of... Oh, yeah, there was one time where his brother, we were in the backyard also drinking, and his brother just decides, we we're going to grill. We open up the grill, and there's a fucking gnarly-ass snake in the grill.
Damn.
Yeah, whoa. So, like, the normal person would just be like, all right, we're not going to grill tonight or whatever, but this motherfucker, Andrew Homoki, decides to grab the snake...
Throw it on the grill.
Like, basically just disarm, like, the like the snake and just, like, get rid of it. I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, that's how it is out here.
It'd be crazy if we threw it on the grill.
Dude, they're just gnarly
just
out there.
Just turn it on, like...
Like what we do here is gnarly to them, probably. Like, snow and fucking driving in the snow. But they're, like, fucking wrestling snakes and shit. And, like, just doing the most fucked up shit.
What was your, like, favorite, like, spot you skated there?
I think it was, like, Northern Ditch.
Northern Ditch.
It's, like, it's basically, like, a flybox that... ends in like a hill bomb kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Two steps that everyone skates.
Yeah.
There's like stairs at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think Lizard King did like some crazy pulling.
Everyone's,
Everyone's,
I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
I've always wanted to see that spot.
I didn't get anything super sick on it. I was trying like Front Foot Impossible, and I was trying like some other cool shit that I would have loved to land, but.
Yeah. So crazy people have done like Manny's down and shit.
Dude,
like,
yeah. My friend knows Manuel did.
Yeah, it's so gnarly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the kids out there are, it's just like, it's really fun, man. Like, everyone out there is super, like,
I feel like once you, like, figure out how to skate that kind of terrain out there, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It'd be a little easier. Because I remember the, I've been there twice, but I've only really been there once, like, to skate. And a lot of those spots, it's like, how the fuck people skate this shit, dude? But I feel like if you live there and you skate there enough, like, you'll figure it out.
Yeah,
you
know? But if they came here and skated the ledges we have, their ground is like so smooth.
Like, you guys going to wax this? I'm like, it is wax. What do you fucking mean? I rub brick that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. They don't fuck with that. Like, they don't need
Steve Reisner's been here. He's Bondo. What do you want?
Yeah, Reisner just
Dustin Bondo didn't left. Building shit. Yeah, you heard me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I also got to give a shout-out to Jalen too, because he helped
me out.
He's
out there right now, right?
Yeah, I was homeless for a couple of days. He helped me out and put me...
We skated with him for a little bit when we were out there earlier this year.
Yeah, he's a good-ass dude, man. He had my back. Yeah. We played a lot of, like, not a gnarly story, but we did play a lot of Mario Kart and fucked up out there.
Oh, yeah.
And Rainbow Road, we did the shortcut 3 times in a row.
You ever play Birio Kart?
Birio Kart? No.
You never played Birio Kart?
No, hell no.
You don't even know what I'm talking about?
No. What is it, like a drink?
Well, you start, right? And as soon as it starts...
I want to hear your rules.
Oh, my rule? Okay. Yeah. As soon as you start, you have to open it, and you can only drink when you're not driving.
You have to pull over.
Oh, shit.
So you either, like...
I've heard the rule, like,
so
you don't...
So you either, like, at the beginning, like, as soon as it, like, the sensor goes... Because as soon as, like, the race starts, you have to open it, right?
I set the rule where you can't slam it in the very beginning, because that's whack, because then at that point, you just shotgun a beer, now you're racing.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, shotgun. Mm. No, I say you have to drink it, though.
I understand that, but you get what I mean. You can't slam it all in the beginning of the race.
I mean... Oh, okay. You have to save a little bit. Because
it's stupid.
Okay. I feel like it'd be cool to make it
so... But you have to decide, like... Okay, am I going to drink a lot
and
now
I say,
and stop? Or
my thought is
none now and get a head start and then like
my thought is you have to pull all the way over off the fucking road.
Oh, I never heard that.
And then
I just heard
I think
it would
be even cooler. I've never done this, but I think it would be even cooler to make sure you play with bottles so you know where each other are at.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm down for that.
The only thing I would add to that is like you have to drink every lap. So like...
You have to
like
have...
Like you were saying, you can't just...
Right, yeah. But you have to pull over regardless.
You have to drink a little bit per lap.
Yeah, per lap. Okay. You could take the decision and slam like...
I'm down with that.
A lot of it in the beginning.
Yeah, okay. I'm down with that.
So it
kind
of brings...
I think it just makes it a little more level because at that point, aren't you just both going to slam it in the very beginning and just race?
Yeah,
you're just playing Mario Kart at that point.
Right, yeah. You can drink a little bit in the beginning or not.
Or
don't drink all of it.
Or should you make it where it's like a much longer course, much longer lap? Or maybe it's, say... I don't know, 10 laps or something? Or what's it, 15 laps maybe? So you have sets of three and you have to drink 3 beers? That'd be fucking crazy.
That'd be insane.
Oh, wow.
So you have to do a beer in the first 5, and the next beer in the next 5, and the next beer in the next 5. Like, I feel like that would be much more like a challenge.
I have Mario Kart.
One beer. The whole thought of just like one beer and slamming it and then just racing, I feel like is a bummer to me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That sounds like fun, though. We got to do that sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do it.
Corey, what's your next card?
All right.
I'm going to grab a beer.
What's the worst drunk food you can eat after a night of drinking?
Taco Bell.
White Castle.
Chili?
After a night of drinking?
Yeah. So you come home, you're hammered, but hungry.
Taco Bell.
Is it?
What's the worst thing you could do?
Like, are we talking flavor? Worst, like, yeah, health-wise? Are we talking worse, like...
Flavor and, like, just
we'll just
shits.
Do, like, worst in general.
Talk
like,
about
what you think is the worst.
Just, like, the combination of all that. Health, shitting the next day, everything.
I would say anything, like, super spicy.
To say, like a seafood or, like maybe, or maybe, like, the opposite, like beans?
It could be. I don't know. I would say something super spicy because if you end up throwing up, you feel that shit coming up.
Yeah. Or just the combination of spice and beer shit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. I would say like a curry. Because it not only does it have the spice, but it has that like
heaviness.
You're gonna curdle.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. It gets your system going.
I'm thinking anything heavy, like a
pasta,
like
or
a pasta. Yeah.
But that would kind of probably help you.
If you eat some spaghetti, maybe not though, because you'd be like, oh. And then you're just gonna fucking completely explode.
If it's like Alfredo, then
it's coming out both ends. You know,
if it's Alfredo, fuck that.
Don't do ramen. Ask that boy, dude. That boy found out the hard way what happens when you eat ramen.
I can do a lightly slightly tossed pasta as long as I'm getting the carbs. I feel like that's okay. But like,
yeah, I guess the carbs is what I was thinking you like would want.
Yeah,
right.
Even the acid though.
Well, because you want grease, right? You want a burger, which you're supposed to bacon.
Burger.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, even like the eggs and like breakfast. That's why.
Let's get up this mic.
Oh, dude,
sorry, babe.
Hash browns, like best hangover food.
Those seriously,
hash browns, man.
That's what brunch is all about,
dude. It used to
mimosas
be
like, and hash browns.
Yeah, damn, hash browns sound good right now.
I know, I want some.
Not all too long ago, before I quit Taco Bell.
Oh my
hold myself
god
to that.
No, yeah, what, fucking 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Month and a half, man. But I'm saying it was the worst. So like you said, the worst food, Taco Bell, but also the best after drinking, like next day food, Taco Bell.
All right, I got the next one here. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh boy.
Britney
Shark
Spears
Boys. No.
Amanda Bynes or Lindsay Lohan.
Oh wow.
I'll marry Britney.
Okay.
Which Lindsay Lohan? Because she went off the deep end.
Right.
So Britney,
I'm killing the fuck
too.
Right now. Right?
No. What?
Right now? It's just whatever your head is.
Yeah, so whatever your head is.
I would say kill Lindsay because she just fucking lost her. Like, Amanda's lost her mind too, but.
Have you seen any videos of Britney Spears lately? She almost burned her fucking garage down.
That's what I'm talking about. Because like her dad is like her protectionist or whatever the fuck you call it.
She's legally not in control of her life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's her dad is like the overseer. Kinda.
Yeah. She literally has no control of her life.
Yes. And she sounds
legally
like she's fucking 8 years
old. It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I'm over here thinking of like primetime Britney, and I'm like,
you're asking the question.
Yeah, all right, so I'm thinking...
What time are you giving us?
What year did Mean Girls come out?
Prime time. So, ooh, I would
shit
marry...
So at their best?
I would say marry Britney.
No. Lindsay, I'd marry.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'd probably...
Heavily agree on that.
I'd probably kill Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
I'd fuck Lindsay.
I'm literally same as you as what I was going
to
say.
You go to a girlfriend's house and meet her father for the first time. He hands you an aux cord.
What song are
you playing first?
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
Mr. Brightside, all people.
Yeah, all right, we got Mr. Brightside. I'll say probably...
I don't mean that. I would play anything by AC/DC.
Okay, AC/DC.
I'm trying to impress. Like a Hell's Bells or something.
WAP.
How old is dad?
How old is dad?
Exo Tour Life.
Yeah, right.
How old is dad?
Like my dad?
No, just
my dad.
This man.
How old's your dad?
Just
Corey?
Man.
Who? How old is this man?
Oh, okay.
How old's Kate's dad?
I would say
Kate's dad. Who? What song are you playing?
I could give it like a
you
modest
don't know
48.
Him though. That's the thing. He knows her dad. That's fair.
Oh no.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
So you're eyeing the dad.
When
he
you first
how old
like
is he?
He
is mid 40s.
Fuck. Mid 40s.
I'd go save and go like an Eagles or something. Like a Take It Easy.
See, I'm playing like Bare Naked Ladies or something in that era.
You know that song?
Bad
it's
Moon
like,
Rising.
Yeah,
ooh,
Credence.
Wait,
Credence
one?
Would be a solid one.
Credence? Yeah.
No, Bad that's Moon a winner Rising. For sure.
Yeah, I've Fortunate Son for
Sabbath.
Sure.
You guys might know this song. It's like, hey, mister, I wanna fuck your daughter.
Hey. Oh, you're going all out,
like
yeah.
Ice cream, maybe dip her.
I would just play, play Cold 45.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I just want to be real. I want to be real, because I'm
with
fucking his daughter.
Beat me to the left. Hey, beat me to the right.
Yeah. I'm
look,
beating
I fuck
that
your
shit up.
Yeah. Motherfucker, so whoop my ass.
Ice cream, chocolate, strawberries, the whole works.
I feel like it's my answer for like everything, but I would probably throw on like Spiderwebs by No Doubt and then go into like a Gwen Stefani trip. And then
did Cade's dad like that?
See, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet, but maybe it will. They're pulling out the Bluetooth.
Have you met Cade's dad?
Yes.
No, I hope so.
Yes.
How would he
asking.
Not by now? He lives there. If he doesn't have met her dad by now, I feel like he's
been,
fucking up.
Yeah, that's
been,
true.
Been
hey, by the
years.
Way, I live with your daughter now.
Yeah.
Like he just would not know she moved out and now lives with him.
Would you rather your mom or daughter be a porn star?
Oh my God. My mom.
Mom, yeah.
I'm a reflection of my parents, so I can change that, you know what I mean? Like, my mom can do whatever the fuck she wants, but I can do my own things, but my daughter is a reflection of me. They're going to think
that's
my daughter's
your fault.
A stripper.
You know your mom's fucking.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you're just alive.
Your mom fucked.
You hope your daughter never fucked.
Your mom had sex, because you're here.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Jovan?
Mom.
All right, yeah. I guess I'll go mom, too.
Nice.
Corey, pick a state.
Minnesota.
What do you think is the most common beer that is drank in Minnesota?
Like a Stroh's or something?
I was going to say like a Hams.
No, you're right.
Land of the
Sky. No way!
No way! Look at you, doggy.
Land of the Sky, blue waters, baby. Let's go.
Hams.
Home of the wild.
You love it.
All right, Alex, pick a state.
Do they have a Washington, D.C., or is that technically like Virginia or something? Or is it a...
Hey, what state is that? I feel stupid.
No, it's Maryland is technically the close one.
Did you say Maryland, not Maryland?
Maryland.
Corona. I thought you hovering over like that meant something.
That's
but
bizarre. I didn't picture that one.
Adam?
Nebraska.
Jeez.
Nebraska.
Missouri, it better be Bud Light because they're from there.
Nebraska. Nebraska's drinking Budweiser.
Missouri is probably something like dirty.
No, Missouri, they're like the headquarters.
Do you want Missouri?
Bud Light, so
no, I want Nebraska.
Missouri is Yingling.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is pretty bullshit. Good, by the way.
Yingling is amazing. I love you.
Which good. Is bullshit because when
shit.
I went to St. Louis,
I love that
if
shit.
I didn't have like
couldn't
access
find
to
Yingling.
Corona, I would drink.
Yingling's good.
Yingling, yeah. Okay, what you
really
said Nebraska?
Nebraska's drinking Budweiser.
Budweiser? Nope. Yingling again.
Interesting.
Wow. When I went to St. Okay. Louis, though, I went to like 6 different liquor stores, could not find Yingling, so I don't know how that fucking works.
Because they buy it all.
Are you going to choose? I'm curious, Jovan. Are you going to choose
Michigan?
I was just going to say it's got to be Bell's.
What's Michigan?
It's probably two-hearted.
It's probably two-hearted.
Or no, Blue Moon.
It's definitely.
It says Detroit Beer Company.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So it's we're all big fans of
shit made here.
Yeah.
But like I feel like two-hearted or Blue Moon. Like,
we're jerking off in the mirror.
Yeah, Jovan, pick a state.
Arizona.
Jeez. Arizona.
Why not?
That's an A. I got to go to the top.
That's going
to
be like a Tecate or it's Corona. I feel
yeah,
like.
I was going to. That's a Tecate.
You say Tecate?
You're not going to get this
I'm
one.
I'm not. No, look, I'm not going to say that, but that's what I probably would have thought.
805.
Oh, I do know. That's a strong. Isn't that a strong IPA?
It's a subtle malt sweetness.
That is not strong.
No, not at all. I completely Adam. Like fucked that.
Apparently, that's the same
they're
as 805.
Inside the house.
I'm kind of curious. Let's just go through all of them.
North and okay. You want me to rip through them?
Let's do a rifle.
Yeah,
I'm gonna rip through them.
Fire round.
Alabama, Corona, Alaska, Corona, Arizona. As you're clicking over there, Arizona 805, Arkansas Yingling, California 805, Colorado Denver Beer Company Graham Cracker
805. Though I got a two now.
Connecticut Guinness, Delaware Fat Tire.
Oh,
that's a good one. Florida Jai Halai.
Wow, what a waste of what I'm doing.
Cigar City Brewing. That's a pretty cool looking can there. Georgia Terrapin. It's a hot beer. Hawaii Aloha. Idaho Kokanee beer. Illinois Blue Moon. I fuck Blue Moon. Blue Moon's a good one.
Damn. Okay.
Indiana Yingling. Iowa Surly IPA. Furious IPA. Kansas Yingling Light.
Same.
Kentucky Fall City Beer. Never seen that before. Louisiana Dixie Beer. Maine Bissell Brothers. Maryland Corona. There's another Corona for you there. Massachusetts Springdale. You had to be there. It says you had to be there on the can. Michigan Detroit Beer Care. Detroit Beer Company. Bell's Beer. You know,
homeboy had a stroke.
You know, whatever. Yeah, I'm trying to go fast and talk at the same time. In my opinion, Mississippi Yingling, Missouri Yingling, Montana Cold Smoke Beer. It's
nice.
A crazy.
That sounds
it's
good.
A crazy can there. Kettle House Scotch Ale.
Kettle House
Scotch Ale.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Another Nebraska hits another one for Yingling there. Nevada, another one for 805. New Hampshire, Jeez. Schilling Narastu, Schilling Beer, Progressive Continental European Inspired Beers. New Jersey, another one for Corona. New Mexico, another one for 805. Wow, 805 is really...
That's five now, I think.
Hey, we should get 805.
New York, another Corona for New York.
805 is only at like four, I think.
North Carolina Burial. Beer is a...
Burial?
Edgy collection of beers, it says.
Oh,
whack.
I can't do it. What the
fuck? Do you want me to do this?
Let me wet my whistle here, boys.
Hey, that's whack. I gotta shout this out. That's whack because that's a collection of beers.
You can talk, but I'm going to continue. North Dakota Drecker. Ohio Modelo.
No.
Oklahoma Blue Moon. Another one from Blue Moon there.
Ohio.
Oregon Bowie. B-U-O-I.
Boy. I just want to say that. I just want to say right now that Yingling's at six, Corona's at
Pennsylvania,
five.
Evil Genius Beer.
Best one so far.
Rhode Island, Sapporo. That's actually a pretty good one.
South
Carolina there, laddie.
South Carolina?
Oh, the Irish come out of you.
Are you Irish or are you Canadian, huh?
Yeah. A little bit about South Carolina, motherfucker. Greens beer.
Which are you, Lessie?
South Dakota Hydra beer.
We're
only in the Dakotas.
Tennessee. Yeah. Tennessee abridged beer? Abridged beer.
Mm-hmm. A bridge of beers.
Abridged
that's
beer.
That's not fair.
Oh, yeah.
Texas Lone Star beer. All right. Oh, that's fitting.
Last goddamn right, boy.
Yeah.
Utah.
Bring that ass here, boy.
Utah Guinness.
Fuck yeah.
Vermont Frost Beer Works. Farmhouse Ale.
So we're done, huh?
Virginia Beer Company. Wow, fucking real fitting there, Virginia.
Yeah. Well, we do have Detroit.
We were Detroit.
So Washington Rainier Beer.
Okay.
Summit.
Yep.
West Virginia Blue Moon.
Oh,
Blue Moon's pretty up there.
Blue Moon 805 for our competitors, but not the winners.
Wisconsin New Glorious Brewing Company. It's even got a nice little fucking IPA cup there. Wyoming Accomplice Beers. And that's it.
What does a foodie call?
Cheeseburger.
That's fine. That's a decent answer.
I'm thinking
I have two guesses?
Nope.
It's like a booty call, but it's like food. So instead of a chick you have a go-to or whatever, it's like you hit up like food or something.
Very close, but not right.
Oh. See, I was thinking more of like it's kind of like a booty call, but you have no plan on having sex with her. You only have plan on eating her out.
God, you're fucking close.
What about calling a foodie?
Like, it's so goddamn close, dude.
Foodie call.
No, you're good. Yeah. Go ahead.
Banging a foodie?
What the hell's a foodie?
Like a foodie chick?
Yeah.
What's the foodie?
But I like that.
She was like, "Yo, come over and cook for me."
Like it's not just a booty call.
Booty call, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out with you, but I kind of want you to come over and make me dinner.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
When you want to hit up a girl, but you have like no intentions, it's just like foodie call. Like you're hungry for a girl. Like
you're hungry for her.
Yeah, you're.
What
just
are you
like,
hungry?
Hey,
hold
come
on.
Through.
What
like,
do you?
Just,
so you do want to have sex, but
what are you hungry for?
You're hungry for sex.
I guess so, yeah.
Yo, what if it is like hitting up a girl to like take you out to eat and she pays and then you go home?
That's it. Yeah.
Oh,
it's basically.
Oh, damn.
It's going out and never planning to fuck. It's just getting free food.
Yes.
Oh.
There you go. Holy shit. Yeah.
Hey, I've definitely done that. Shout out a lot of girls.
What is the clock method?
I don't know. This might sound stupid, but
I'm thinking
somebody
of like a workout thing.
Like?
No.
A workout thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Corey?
I was going to say somebody that thinks they're always right because counterclockwise goes to the right from the 12 o'clock position. I don't know.
This is a little long-winded. Nobody was going to get it, but I think it's funny. It's a method of guessing on a multiple choice test that involves the position of the second hand. So, if the hand is between 12 and 3...
Oh, so you go A, B,
the guess is
C,
A.
D,
if
C.
The hand is between 3 and 6, it's B. If the hand is between 6 and 9, it's C. And if it's between 9 and 12, it's D.
You mean like you're like taking a test and you look at the...
You're like, oh, it's right there. That's a B.
How long am I spending on this fucking test? Because all of them are C at this point.
Yeah, I see these kids. I'm picturing
a time
test. It's only if you're fucked on an answer. I mean, if you're fucked on every answer, it's like, what's the point?
You're saying it's just the fucked answer?
It's just a use to guess an answer.
I don't know about that. I put all C before.
All C.
So nice.
What'd you get?
63%.
don't you get like 20 points for your name on the ACT or something?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. You get 12. You get a score of 12.
You're taking a shower, Jovan, right?
Right.
You bringing your clothes in there, or are you going back in your room with a towel to change?
With the towel.
Clothes in.
No. What am I saying? Clothes in. I always.
You're taking your clothes into the bathroom?
Yeah.
No.
Definitely. No. Not my clothes, but I take my underwear and my socks.
No.
Right. Whatever. Like, oh, you're enough gonna, to walk out of there.
You're
yeah.
gonna get enough
yeah.
to dress to walk out without a towel.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Corey.
Taking underwear in there.
Yep. Same.
Fucking thank God, dude. I thought I was the only one.
What?
Taking underwear.
Yeah.
I walk out.
Why
of that.
Not? Why wouldn't you take your clothes in there?
Nope.
I've watched too many pornos where the towel falls off, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I don't want to be in that situation. I don't care if it's my stepsister. I don't want to be there.
Oh my God.
Wait, we got stuck.
If you had a stepsister, what would you want her name to be?
Oh God.
Claire. I don't know. That just came to my head first.
Yeah. Something crazy. Like,
thank God you didn't say like your mom's name or some fucked up shit.
Why would I say my mom's name?
I don't know. There's weirdos out there.
Even if it came in my head, I wouldn't have said it.
Like, not even like a real name, like Quest or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like Sapphire.
Destiny.
Yeah. Some crazy
stripper
yeah.
names.
Yeah.
You don't hear too many Septembers.
All right, Jovan, I got another one for you.
I'm going to name my daughter December.
You ever seen the movie Cars?
No.
Don't you take this from me.
You said it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
The movie Cars? Like Lightning McQueen?
The animated,
like
the animated movie Cars?
I mean, wow. I feel like I've seen it. It's like Cars with eyes.
Huh?
Or something?
Yeah, it's a yeah, Pixar yeah, movie. It. The cars
yeah,
are
but
alive.
I haven't,
they're
no,
talking to each
I've
other.
Never
they're
even,
walking around talking to each other.
I never haven't heard their voices.
But they're cars. Yeah.
I've but you know.
Shit. Well, you know of it.
I know what it looks like, yes. Yeah. I'm familiar with the image of it.
Okay, do you think they have life insurance or car insurance?
That's all I wanted. I've always wanted this question to be said. I'm excited it's been said, but I'm bummed I didn't get to say it. Because I saw this on I saw this on Instagram one day and it fucking lost my mind.
Do they have bundle? Bundle
oh,
insurance?
They can bundle their home and their home and auto.
No,
with Geico,
you don't bundle. You don't bundle life and auto. You don't bundle life and auto. You bundle home and auto. They can get a garage.
Can they get a DUI?
Look, Alex. In Pixar, you can bundle home and PPO. Okay.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
How do they do?
You think Flo's asking to do that? You think Flo wants to sell life insurance? Fuck no.
You asked Disney that. All right.
No, for real. How do they do a sobriety test?
Who's your favorite Michigan skateboarder, Jovan, besides yourself?
Oh, shit. I forgot we skateboard.
I like to.
You like to forget that we skateboard?
Yeah.
This is lucid drinking, not lucid skating, but I'll talk about skating. Yeah.
Justin Pearson.
That's your top?
That's my favorite. Like, as far as a person, as far as...
Dude, where's he been, dude?
He works a hard job and it's hard on his body.
Oh, okay.
But he can still rip.
Dude, he was so good.
He is so good.
He
still.
Literally like
he can switch foot back tail ledge easily.
Nature skateboarding.
Cuz he was dude.
He was so slept on too because he's such a he was such a humble dude, and back in the day it was more like it was more cool to be not really like cocky but just like aggressive. You know what I mean? And he was just wasn't that
so
way.
Like Joe
so
Dirt.
He was super unrecognized.
What's like the craziest like kick out you've ever had?
Heart.
Heart?
I tore my ACL.
No. Like getting kicked out. Like
oh, of a spot. Of a spot.
Yeah, not getting hurt, but like.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like kick out.
Like maybe
out,
security like chasing you or
the,
like.
The ACL tear was on the hard flip attempt, right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, pressure.
I mean,
flip,
you could talk about that too if you want. To be honest, you can talk about that if you wanted to talk about it.
I mean, that was just, yeah, sure, why not? I mean, yeah.
you tried to hard flip the big T?
So really what I was doing was a pressure flip, but it was like a Muska flip or whatever. I used to do hard flips, but they didn't really like, I didn't kick with my foot.
More of a
flip.
Pancake flip type.
Kind of. It looked cool, though.
Yeah.
Like, I like doing it a lot, too. It's mm-hmm. like an illusion flip, almost.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, so, like, I did it, Justin Pearson backside flip mini tees first try, and then I trained him with that, and then I was like, I'm about to just try tees. Went for it again, went for it a third time, and I was like, I heel bruised really bad, and I was like, about to be done. Rennie, don't blame me for this at all. Rennie was like, I'll buy you Red Robins. Try it one more time.
Red Robin.
Caught it. And, like, my leg just, like, I kicked last second, and my whole leg just buckled out in. Tore my ACL.
Oh, man.
Robbie has the footage of him somewhere on YouTube because Black Rob was filming it.
I haven't even seen that. He has the footage of, like, me and P, like, back to back. Like, it was, like, backside
flip. Yeah, it's in a montage somewhere on YouTube.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks when you get an injury like that.
And it fucked with me. And so I went down a pretty bad path, but I had my friends there to help me through it, and I got through it. Got ACL surgery, and then the first day back skating, tore my ACL again.
Damn. Yeah, what's that like trying to walk again?
It's all right, I'll tell you this. So I had the ACL surgery. Got home, my leg was all wrapped up, and I remember taking off the bandage and looking at my leg and just crying, like, uncontrollably, because I was just like, I will never be able to skateboard again. Like, it looked like I had a chicken leg.
Damn, yeah.
I was like, I will never be able to skate again.
I was the same. Well, because you know why that is, right? Because when I broke my leg, you haven't used that muscle in forever.
Right.
In that huge amount of span of time. So there's no muscle mass to it. Your body hasn't used it, so there's nothing there. I had that same thing where, like, my left leg was, like, fucking...
It's lethargic.
Yeah, it's, like, tiny. And I was like, damn, that's so fucking gnarly or whatever. Yeah.
And my mom was like, I can't believe you're crying because of skateboarding. Like, she's like, you're, like, you could be, like, crippled. Or, like, you could think, like, crazy or shit, but dude, you're, like, the only thing I cared about is that I couldn't skate anymore.
Yeah. That's because, like...
Isn't that crazy?
Like,
that's what scared me the most.
Yeah, I was the same way when I broke my leg. Even, like, when I got my cast off, my doctor was just like, does it hurt or whatever? I was like, honestly, yeah, but, like, when can I skate? You know what I mean? And, like, literally, I didn't drink. Like, I was trying to do it the way that I could so that I could skate again. And it was, like, weird to him. You know what I mean? He was just like, are you in pain? Like, do you...
Because he was asking you
the questions that he's going to ask a normal person that breaks their leg. And I'm just like, yo, when can I skate?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, that's what I cared about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were just trying to get there as fast as you could.
What can I do to make that happen again? And which is, like, people don't... Yeah, like, your parents, like, that, like, they don't really, like, register.
They never registered with that. But they are proud of, like, me... for it. Like, my mom used to watch me skate and she was cool with it, but, like, any kind of, like, I don't know, just a lot of parents just look at skateboarding in an old-fashioned way. Like, it's just...
Did your parents ever, like, over time be like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, because my parents over time are like, they're like, okay, like, he's obviously, like, my passionate parents, about it. Like, no?
I was gonna say, your mom was always stoked on it, man.
She was stoked, but the thing is...
Over time, was she like, okay.
It wasn't really not accepted. It was just, it was the money aspect of it. I mean, shoes cost a lot of money.
Yeah,
boards,
right, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't believe how fast I was going through boards. Like, I was skating.
I still think about that, to be honest, every single day.
Yeah. Me and Adam used to skate like pretty much like nonstop.
Literally every day.
Like every single day.
Yeah.
There wasn't like maybe one day and it wasn't even for a physical break. So like we were ripping through shoes. We were literally putting like cardboard in the shoe goo.
Duct tape the outside, the inside. Yeah,
yeah, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything we could,
on the bottom.
I just think of how expensive hockey is now. Or even then.
Yeah.
Like, skateboarding is expensive, but then, like, fuck.
I found out when I started playing finally by myself, like, beer leagues after my parents were paying for shit, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Damn. I mean, even just, like, the money that your parents pay for ice.
That's not saying skating's not expensive, but just, like, another tier.
Who's Brian New something?
Newman?
Oh, Newman.
Basically, like, there's this dude that has his own art gallery who I've been hanging out with a lot lately.
Oh.
And yeah, he has some like really cool ideas and shit. So we've been collaborating on different paintings and shit like that. And he's just a good dude. And yeah, man, shout out Weirdos Gang for sure.
Gang, gang.
Definitely.
You worked at Doghouse?
He cooked there.
Okay, so technically I did two pop-ups there. And they were...
What do you mean by that?
Like basically just like designing a couple dishes. Because
you cook, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to make it known that I have fucked up because him and I have always tried to do like food photography. And I always just
damn,
like,
you guys should do that.
I always like, sick. Don't make it. Or like, he says like, come I'm do down. This. I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry. Like,
no, but hey, it's okay, man. Like,
I feel terrible.
No, it's okay. Shit happens, dude.
I want to so bad, dude. Because you are a fucking artist.
You got a lot of stuff going on, and yeah, man. Anytime you got time to do
that.
Where
are you? Are you working anywhere right now? Or are you just like?
So they wanted me to come in and work for like.
Did you? What do you mean? Like you wanted you to come in? Did you work there?
No, I just went. Like,
what is a pop house at fucking? Okay, what's a pop-up at fucking Doghouse?
So this is what I did. So there was a band called, like, the Santana. Like, it was like a Santana, like, cover band, pretty much. And so I came up with, like, a special for that night. It was, like, a Santana Locos Nacho.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, Doritos with beef, like, taco beef, melted cheese, pico de gallo, and then I made like a sauce that went over top. It was like it's like a spicy ranch sauce. So whenever like the band was closing, I was like trying to push the, you know, the nachos, and everyone was getting them. Like, they actually made like there was a good amount sold. But the girl who was working there decided to like gyp me.
I love that word. Gyp me.
She gypped me. And yeah, and I was super pissed about it.
There ain't enough pico de gallo on this.
Yeah, it was like, all right, I just did this for this shitty bar.
She gypped you out, like just didn't really pay you?
Yeah, like there was an agreement on like, you know, how much, like we were just going to like split like certain, like profits. A certain amount. Yeah.
Oh, profits. I got you. Yeah. Okay.
And she just was like, tried to give me like some bullshit shot and like $20.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, it was really lame because yeah.
What about the one of them you did, the Faygo orange chicken?
Oh yeah, that was a pretty good one. It was like
is it a Doghouse too?
Yeah, I did one there. It was like a General Tso's sauce that I made, but it was with like orange pop, like Faygo orange.
That is sick.
Damn. It was like Faygo orange, some ginger, soy sauce,
damn,
garlic, lemongrass, just a bunch of cool.
Have you always just been like into cooking?
No, I actually got into it when I was in Arizona.
Like, oh, really?
I didn't like have any like means of like I didn't have any creative like way of making money really. So I was like,
you're like, I can't just be like going to McDonald's every day. I gotta.
Right. I know. It really was just like I got a job at this like pizza place and their
I got
sauces.
Some money to make some shit.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just, okay. It started out as just like a job, but like I saw how they were like roasting garlic before putting it in certain sauces and like using fresh basil and like different pickled ingredients to make other sauces, and it was just really interesting to me, and I just I found it to be like an art form because it's like it's more than like painting because you're actually incorporating like flavor.
So like where does this come from? I don't even mean like when did you get your first skateboard like bullshit, but like
right.
How does this come about where you start just trying shit out? Not so much like you start cooking or like
you're saying.
I know like people who are like, you know, they start getting older and they want to start cooking or like to start, you know, making different things. But like, where do you start becoming like an artist?
It's for me, it's more like it's a natural thing. Like with that, like I needed a job. It wasn't even like I planned on becoming a cook.
Right.
Like I just got a job at a restaurant and like I was fascinated with how they would like incorporate different cooking methods into.
You're like, I'm into this job, so I might as well fucking.
It was really interesting.
Right. Yeah.
And I like I didn't really pick up on the fast pace like because it's like when you're really chefing, it's like
it's more so like getting this meal out.
I think that's one thing that bums me out, because just from like cooking shows in general, it's too much a reality TV show, and I don't think it really captures like
most
the actual lifestyle
made.
Of it in terms
no
of,
not at all
yeah
it doesn't. And like I actually had like a audition, like it was like a
oh no way
no for
that's
yeah
cool.
For fucking what was it, Hell's Kitchen. I made
I thought you meant just for the actual job. Okay.
No.
That's crazy.
I made it to like second round. Like,
so what are they kind of like, what's your Like, what do you have to achieve, I guess?
It wasn't really... So, it started out, it was like...
What's the criteria?
It was a phone interview, and it was like, why do you want to be on this show? How do you think you would react if Gordon Ramsay, like, came at you?
I would love to hear the two of you, dude.
Wait, questions
for
like
me,
that.
For me, how much do you think of that is... more personality over actual like quality.
That's what I'm like. So basically,
so if you're not over the top fucking crazy,
right? It's more.
Do they not
it's
pick
not
you?
About skill.
It's more exactly.
About, it's more production based.
There's Global actually sell. People who get on there who are just actors. Who?
Oh, okay.
That's where they're just like.
I mean, that makes sense.
Because in all reality, how do you know they're actually cooking that shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, most of the time they're
No. They are cooking it, but they're actors. They're not like trained like. It's not like Hell's Kitchen, like, you're a chef.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Like, it's not the echelon of, like, cooks. It's, like, it's literally, like, taking, like fucking Paul Rodriguez, Shane O'Neill, Mike Vallely. Like, It's, like, kind of putting, like, two different, like...
completely different styles and...
They're still artists. I mean, they're actors, but they're not chefs.
Right.
And it's more about like they want you to be
the production
punctual
value.
And they're like, use your hands. Like the guy. So the second interview was like a Skype interview.
Okay.
And like that was like me talking to this talent agent who was like, all right, use your hands more. Do this. Say it this way. And it was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
This isn't really like what I thought it was. I mean, hell
like, listen,
yeah.
This is a bummer because how many people probably get that interview or get that opportunity and want to actually like achieve that,
right?
And they get into that interview and like, oh, okay, I'm not using my hands enough when I talk. You know,
no,
what I mean?
But they do allow people who aren't like that on there, but they limit it. Like it's like they want people who are more like blah blah blah.
They don't want people who are going to pop
but
three tabs of acid and then cook.
there's a YouTube channel.
There you go, yeah.
I truly believe that Netflix is doing a good job in terms of like bringing real cooking shows in.
Yeah.
Are they?
Chopped. Yeah. Chopped is definitely.
Oh, Chopped's like Chef's Table. There's, who's the Asian guy that's always, it's like his, he's like Anthony, it's like an Anthony Bourdain style show where he goes and actually like.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name.
Guy Fieri?
No, but it's really good.
It's very good, yeah.
But we live in a world now where like you can just make your own.
Flavor Town.
Exactly.
It's not the same, though.
So that was just like the Doghouse thing was just like.
It was just like.
Per diem.
It was literally like I had the night off and I could make $100. And
okay.
I was I could make $100, go somewhere, get drunk, and shoot some. Because
I remember you telling me that, and I was like, "Whoa, what? He works here?"
Yeah. Do you ever feel like when you're working at a place and you're making food that's not like to your potential, you're like, "Ah."
Yeah, all the time.
I feel like that's the skateboarder in you. I don't want to sound
that'd
like,
be like working at Zoomies.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Like it's like letting like a foot toe drag go.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like
I kind of like like working at Zoomies. You're like,
working at a place that's really not where you could be. You know what I mean?
But look, I don't mean that as any disrespect. I just mean
No. But some places do teach you like even if it is shit food, if it's fast paced,
exactly. Yeah.
And you're pushing out food, it teaches you how to like I can now like create like 20 dishes and season them completely the way
which would take
equally.
A little bit more time maybe
no but for me now I can do it all because I learned how to work fast paced and I've developed like strategies and like it's that's why I like cooking
you have
really.
Those thoughts like this works with this I don't have to think about that because I know that like let's keep moving
or
type
it's just
shit.
It's just the training
execute,
of doing it
I'll
quickly.
Execute dishes differently if it's faster paced but I'll have it in like an order of operation style so like instead of doing instead of poaching an egg for every order, I'll par poach like 20 eggs. So if I get a poached order,
you're preparing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still achieving the same quality. It's
right.
Like
you're thinking ahead. Yeah.
I'm executing on a level that's not only that, but it's cost efficient.
Have you been just taking your own time to like make yourself some fucking gourmet ass shit at your house?
Definitely.
You know, you're like, I'm about to make myself the most fucking.
What would
say right now?
What's like, one thing like just all the time in the world? You're at home. You made it, and you're like, holy fuck, this. Like the best thing I've ever made.
Yeah, you got all the time
omelets.
Really?
Yeah, I'll constantly like make different omelets, and I've made them for friends. And
what's
like,
different about them?
I mean, it's I'm just utilizing what I have. So like, if I have a if I have some ranch, I might do something with that. If I have like.
You
like
really kind of put anything in there.
Sausage and bacon.
Hang on. You got whatever you want right now. I'll buy it for you, dog. Whatever you want. You're coming over. I'll buy it for you.
You have every goddamn ingredient in the world. You're making the perfect omelet. Okay. What's
you're
in
like,
it?
You're like, Steve, I'm coming over. We're going to film a second podcast. We're going to make some fucking omelets before we film. Okay. I need this, 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 and this. What do you want?
All right. I would probably do like a potato, like a smashed potato.
I'm fucking
in. Or like even a hash brown. Like in the omelet.
Okay.
And I would make a like I would do bacon and like ham. Ooh. And just like a meaty omelet. And I would do it would be like a I would take the fat from the bacon that I cooked and make a it's like a mustard aioli.
Okay.
So it's or it's like a bacon fat vinaigrette. So you take the bacon, a little bit of like white vinegar,
yep.
Some mustard. And then you can do candy apple fago too, like a little bit. You reduce it,
dude. I feel like
it.
Any just like form of aioli, I'm fucking I'm hooked.
And then you blend it all together,
and
it makes like this mustardy, like bacony fat, like sauce.
But once it's all in an omelet, you don't even really notice it being a different thing,
right? Well, no, like you would drizzle it over, but yeah, totally. Like,
right, it's just part of it.
It adds like a ton of flavor, and like acid cuts fat, and
yep.
all that's happening, and it's. Yeah, it's just really good.
When you said white, my hand instantly wanted to reach for a White Claw.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I was like,
that actually sounds
sober for
good
a month, right man.
Hey, yo, daddy.
And I have been cooking a lot, man. Like, I go to, like, the...
You find yourself, like, cooking for yourself a lot, or...
I just bought, like, $100 a pound honey. Like
honey. Nice.
Yeah, like, I'm obsessed. Yep. Like, I try... Yeah, it's Yemen honey. It's actually, like... A crazy thing, like the bees from Africa can only make it so far, and there's a perfect spot in Yemen where like the trees yep. are like just it's the best honey in the world. It's $100 a pound.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I buy like saffron, it's $20
a
gram.
From Yemen?
Yeah, Yemen.
$20 a gram?
Yeah, for
good
saffron.
God.
Saffron's like the pistol of a flower it's in like different parts of the world, but like the best is Iranian.
You ever been to Saffron
really?
City?
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll like make butter with saffron and saffron. Shout out Zelda.
No.
Shout out Pokemon.
Pokemon, dude.
Oh my lord.
I mean,
but still,
but
shout,
yeah,
out
shout out Zelda.
Wow,
yeah.
Video gaming going. You said Yemen. I thought Black Ops. You said saffron.
No, fucking hold on. Butter with saffron? Like, goddamn.
Yeah, so like you baste the egg with butter and saffron
yeah,
and like a little bit of lemon.
You'll make me dinner.
White wine.
Jesus Christ.
I just want to say shout out to fucking everybody in the skate community. Fucking love you guys. And
that is.
Fucking let's keep riding forever.
Hell
roll
yeah.
Forever.
Man, cheers to these empty beers, huh?
Cheers. Boom. To Shooter.
Shooter McGavin.